according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out our transgressions. For we know our transgressions, and our sin is ever before us. Restore to us the joy of your salvation and sustain us in a willing spirit. And we pray our prayers are confessed.
Reading tonight is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 58. Listen now for the word of God. Shout out, do not hold back. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Announce to my people their rebellion, the house of Jacob their sins. Yet day after day they seek me and delight to know my ways, as if they were a nation that practiced righteousness and did not forsake the ordinance of their God. They ask of me righteous judgments. They delight to draw near to God. Why do we fast, but you do not see? Why humble ourselves, but you do not notice? Look, you serve your own interest on your fast day and oppress all your workers. Look, you fast only to quarrel and to fight and to strike with a wicked fist. Such fasting as you do today will not make your voice heard on high. Is such the fast that I choose, a day to humble oneself? Is it to bow down the head like a bulrush, and to lie in sackcloth and ashes? Will you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? Is this not the fast I choose, to loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and to bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover them and not to hide yourself from your own kin. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn and your healing shall spring up quickly. Your vindicator shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help. And he will say, "Here I am."
Thank you.
Continuing in Isaiah, if you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of the finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness, and the gloom shall be like noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your needs in parched places and make your bones strong. And you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water, whose waters never fail. Your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt, and you shall raise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to live in.
One of the things I love about worship is that it can be a little break from our everyday lives. I don't usually want to separate worship from the rest of the week too much, but right now I'm just going to interrupt it altogether and remind you that it's snowing right now. You remember snow, right? How it just keeps falling and piling up and we have to keep shoveling just to get back to solid ground. One little snowflake is pretty. Sure, we've all had that moment when you let one fall on your fingertip and get to admire it for a second. But snowflakes never come alone, and somehow all those little flakes add up until we are absolutely swamped by snow. Everywhere. Sometimes it's hard to believe spring will ever come. There are days when all the little things in our lives seem to just keep piling up until we are absolutely swamped. We have appointments to keep, meals to prepare, things to buy, errands to run. Isn't there always just one more thing that you have to do? And then somehow, after that's done, always just one more? We can be so good at piling up all of these tasks to accomplish that we forget what really matters. We rush from one place to another, passing by God's call. We feel like we have to do everything and finish everything and be the best at everything just to break even. We want to be perfect. Well, I've got news for you all. Absolutely no one here is perfect. I hope that doesn't come as a surprise. Sorry, we're just not. This shouldn't be too big of a surprise for you all, and it's definitely not a surprise for God. Remember, God made us, so God knows exactly what we're capable of. God made us as imperfect, mortal, regular humans. We have the potential to do wonderful things, to care for each other and share God's love with the world. But we can't do everything. And when we admit that, we can refocus our lives on God's love. If we can't do it all, we should focus on what's truly important, loving God and loving our neighbors as ourselves. Tonight marks the beginning of Lent, the season that helps us prepare for Easter. Every year at Easter, we celebrate our redemption through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Whether we're ready for it or not, God's grace is here for us. But right now, we have time to prepare. Lent is a time for us to focus on what really matters to us. It's a time for us to give up some of the little things that distract us from God and to get rid of some of the clutter that fills our lives. It's time for us to refocus together through prayer and song by reaching out and connecting to each other and opening ourselves up to God's grace. Lent is our time to admit, too, that we are masters at worrying about the little things and ignoring the people suffering around us. We begin this holy season by acknowledging our need for repentance and for the mercy and the forgiveness proclaimed by Jesus. We begin our journey to Easter tonight with the sign of ashes. This ancient practice speaks of the frailty and the uncertainty in all of our lives and marks the penitence of our hearts. I invite you to take time this Lent to pause and reflect on your own life. In Lent, we are invited into prayer and fasting. Fasting from food, sure, but also from spending, social media, whatever little thing somehow has made your life cluttered. This is a time to simplify, to share love in your words and your actions, and to prepare for the joy of Easter. These ashes here on the table are born of tenderness. For God knows how we are made, remembers that we are dust, sees all of our sins, and then grants us grace. Let us pray together. As in the beginning, Lord, take up this dust from your good earth and breathe your life into us now, that we may be more than ashes from a former gift, but living flame, alight and animated, born anew each moment by your grace. May these ashes tonight remind us of our own faults and failings, the ones that weigh us down and separate us from you. Help us to be honest about our faults. Guide us to claim where we are broken and how we fall short of your call. When we feel these ashes on our bodies, God, may we remember that you are as you have created us. We are imperfect people in imperfect bodies, here on earth together. May these marks of ash wipe away our pride and our haughtiness. Strip away all our grandeur and leave us open to the gift of your unsurpassing grace. Amen. Tonight we worship the God who formed all of creation, all out of dust. The same God who built the stars also built you with all your humanness and calls you into honesty. Remember where you have fallen short of God's call to love others and care for them. Repent for the times you should have done something and did not. Know that even in your worst moments, God's mark is still on us and God's love is waiting for us. You are welcome to come forward at this time to receive ashes on your forehead or on your hand as you're comfortable. If you would rather not receive ashes, you may come forward and receive a blessing. A reminder of God's grace. Let us come together in prayer. And I ask, as I say, forgive us our debts, that you respond each time as we forgive our debtors. Gracious God, out of your love and mercy, you breathed into dust the breath of life, creating us to serve you and neighbors. We admit that we have fallen short of your commandments and ask for new focus and strength to serve you. Throughout this Lent, God, forgive us our debts. We have not listened to your call to serve Christ as Christ served us. We admit our past unfaithfulness in pride and impatience. We have been self-indulgent and exploited others for our own gain. God, forgive us our debts. God, we confess anger at our own frustration and envy at those more fortunate than ourselves. We have loved worldly goods and comforts and judged others for their own actions. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Forgive our neglect of human need and suffering and our indifference to injustice. For all false judgments, for uncharitable thoughts towards our neighbors, and for our prejudice and contempt towards those who are different from us. Forgive us our debts, and so we forgive our debtors. Restore us, O God. Let your anger depart from us. Hear the prayers that we hold deep in our hearts, and respond with your grace. May we see in each other as favorably as you see us. May we live as beacons of your love on this earth. Amen. Now, as we go out into the world tonight, go knowing that we are dust. Remember what God can do, the tiny pinch of dust. See the potential within yourself. Be honest that you cannot do everything. And be grateful that God's grace is to hold you in every step of your journey this Lent. May God's blessing be with us all. Amen. Thank you.